This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A study in this week's journal Health Affairs says treatment for mental illness is a major driver of health care inflation. It's second only to heart disease. Antidepressant drugs called SSRIs are a big contributor to that inflation. Over the last year, pharmacies filled more than 146 million prescriptions for antidepressants, and many employers consider those costs a potential drain on their profits. In the final part of a series, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on the role employers play in getting treatment for their workers with depression.
Jacqueline Morstead is 54 years old. She has fluffy blonde hair, she always wears pink, and keeps her fingers and toenails freshly painted. Just what you'd expect from a perennially cheery former flight attendant. But things were different 6 years ago.
I lived on the 18th floor and had a balcony, and opened the door to the balcony and stood there at the railing and thought how wonderful it would be just to fly away.
Morstead was deeply depressed. Today she can't say why she didn't jump. The episode terrified her. Before that moment, Morstead had a series of depressive episodes that had escalated over the years. She'd go to her job as a flight attendant at Delta Airlines. She'd come back to her apartment in Atlanta and lock herself in her room. She missed a lot of work, but she didn't consider herself to be depressed.
I was in tremendous denial and was embarrassed at the thought of going and getting therapy or perhaps getting medication and, heaven forbid, having to be hospitalized. It wasn't me. I wasn't crazy.
Even when she was well enough to leave her apartment, she struggled.
It was not the easiest thing, quite honestly, getting out and having to be with the public when I was feeling so down. So I had a hard time.
Even before Morstead considered suicide, her manager encouraged her to talk to someone, consider treatment. The company would pay and wouldn't pry. So after the incident, Morstead checked herself into Ridgeview Institute, a local mental health facility. Over the next month, doctors counseled her and put her on one of the SSRI drugs. Morstead began to heal. Psychiatrist James Vargo is medical director at Ridgeview. He started in practice with old-style antidepressants. Patients are more likely to stick with SSRIs, he says, because there are very few side effects. Psychiatrists have come to rely on them for a simple reason.
If you give a person antidepressants, 70% are going to get better.
That includes Jacqueline Morstead.
I would say I was fully functioning within a few months, but I don't think I was really recovered for maybe a year to a year and a half. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everybody. Did you have a good lunch?
Delta promoted Morstead to management 3 years ago.
Good.
Recently, in pink shoes, a pink skirt, and a pink flowered blazer, she gave a training class.
This afternoon, we're going to be talking about the operational specialist role.
Morstead wouldn't have been able to handle this kind of presentation before she got treatment for her depression. She credits her employer with supporting her. Delta has one of the best mental health benefit plans in the country. It pays for mental health treatment in the same way it pays for treatment for any disease. Most companies don't. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation survey, only 16% of workers can get as much outpatient mental health treatment as their doctors recommend. Only 17% have no limits on hospital stays. Dr. John Graydon, who directs the University of Michigan Depression Center, says companies are slowly becoming more open to treating depression. One reason is that businesses can now calculate what it costs them to treat the disease.
Business decisions often are driven by data. They want to know, does something pay? And you can measure the costs of antidepressants.
Dr. Miles Snowden has made that calculation for Delta. He's their former director of benefit strategies.
For every dollar that we have spent in providing behavioral health benefits, we are getting $1.50 back in terms of reduced absence from work and improved productivity when at work.
And experts say that benefit would hold for most mid and large-sized companies. What may be keeping some companies from making the investment is the cost of treatment. Spending money to save money can take a leap of faith. Some of the SSRIs can run a couple of $100 a month. In 2003, Delta spent $9 million paying the bulk of the cost of antidepressants for the company's employees and dependents. Jacqueline Morstead said she needed that.
In the first quarter of this year, the total was about $1,000, and my share was about $340.
Leaving Delta to pay $560 a quarter, or more than $2,000 a year. With health care costs going up and companies trying to save money, mental health benefits are an obvious place to cut. But in the late 1990s, Yale University researchers reported on what happened when a large Connecticut company made it more difficult to get mental health services. Usage went down, and other medical costs shot up, 37%. That and increased absenteeism wiped out the cost savings. Again, the University of Michigan's John Graydon.
Short-term dollars now are being shown to bring very strong return on investment. They decrease lost time. They decrease sick leave. They cut down on disabilities. They actually decrease what's been called presenteeism, where people with depression are there but not performing. And they help profits.
Jacqueline Morstead says in the beginning, in the weeks before the drugs made her feel better, she wouldn't have paid for them herself. She tells of a friend she met while she was hospitalized. Like her, her friend got better and was released. But her friend's employer didn't pay for psychiatric drugs. And unwilling or unable to pay the full cost of the drugs out of pocket, her friend went off them and wound up back in the hospital. While some critics of antidepressant therapy are concerned about doctors and patients over-relying on the drugs, psychiatrists like Graydon say that's not the problem.
Depression still tends to be the under disease, if you will. It's underdiagnosed, it's under-discussed, and it's under-treated.
Graydon says health benefits should cover both pharmacy bills and counseling, since SSRIs are most effective when used with counseling. While Delta is going through some significant financial problems, Snowden says the company remains committed to supporting depression treatment.
I think it's extremely unlikely that this company would back away from an investment that's returning that kind of a percent return. Frankly, that's a very good investment.
But like most other companies, they're having workers contribute more towards their health care costs, and that includes mental health care. Morstead didn't pay anything out of pocket for her initial hospitalization in 1998. Now, depending on the total cost, she could pay as much as $5,000. And the co-payments for her drugs are higher than they used to be, $20 to $35 per monthly prescription, up from $10. But she's sticking with them.
I still take antidepressants, and in addition to that, I see my psychiatrist. I don't see him as frequently as I used to. This winter, I had a little bit of a depressive episode, so I saw him a little bit more frequently, and now we're back to about every 3 weeks.
Jacqueline Morstead's disease is a chronic one. She could relapse, so it's a precarious situation. Numerous studies have shown that when out-of-pocket costs get too high, people stop taking their medication, something Morstead can't afford to do. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
You can find previous reports in this series at our website, npr.org.